A Fairbanks man who rode his bike from Alaska to Washington, D.C. to spread the word about climate change is back and hopeful about breaking the addiction to fossil fuels. Vietnam veteran and retired bush pilot Don Ross started pedaling south last fall, pushing through snow and ice and stopping at communities along the way to talk about the impacts of climate warming.
Going in the winter, going to extremes was what drew attention to myself so I could talk about some of these things. So it was a real opportunity as well as a privilege to do that. At the same time, there were moments along the way that I really wondered whether I could do this because it was so difficult at times physically. You come into a camp in the evening and you're just really wiped out. So, yeah, but you keep going.
The 67-year-old Ross says the seven-month ride over 6,000 miles through three Canadian provinces and 13 states was a rewarding challenge. He says people were supportive throughout the journey, giving him places to stay and providing venues and contacts to get his message out. Ross says the bike trip also provided a direct connection to the environment.
So many, I think, are disconnected from that and don't realize that it's the natural world that supports ours and makes it possible and really enriches it.
He says a lot of people in the lower 48 aren't tuned into climate warming because the effects aren't always as evident as they are in Alaska. Ross says he believes people are the problem, but also the solution when it comes to climate change.
The thing that ended up being reinforced in my mind throughout the trip was just that we are living unsustainably on the planet and that we need to change directions And so I sense there's this rising consciousness on the planet, at least I hope so, because that really ultimately is what it's going to take.
Ross's days of biking around to spread the word about climate change may not be over. He's considering participating in a portion of an upcoming transcontinental ride organized by the environmental group 350.org.